It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Border Crossings and a very special show today. Not one, but two super artists will be joining us in the hour to perform and talk about their latest music. Irene Diaz is here. Also, we've got country music superstar Tim McGraw. So hang around with us for a very special Border Crossings program. Irene Diaz, Tim McGraw, they're here in the next hour.
Tricky game.
Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and for our program today, a very special guest is in our studios. Irene Diaz is here. She's on the road right now for a brand new EP that she has produced herself and recorded, and she's brought Carolyn in with her as well, and both of them are here today on The Voice of America. We welcome Irene Diaz and Carolyn to Border Crossings.
Hello.
Hello.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And it's very, very mature, well beyond your young age.
I guess so. I keep hearing that.
You keep hearing the same old thing, which is probably why you have been compared to some of the greats. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but to be constantly mentioned in the same breath as Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, that has to be pretty intimidating.
I mean, they're amazing. They're amazing singers, and just to be compared to them. I mean, I listened to them a lot when I was younger, and their music's amazing. The songs are just very soulful, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. And you started as a classical pianist.
Well, I took piano lessons when I was younger, you know, like a lot of kids. But I stopped for a while, and then I went back into it and just writing my own songs. When I started songwriting, I was 16, and I started actually on the guitar, and then I eventually started writing songs and singing on the piano. So. Mm-hmm.
And how did you make the transition from classical music into, I guess, what you would define as blues and jazz these days?
You know, I don't know. I think just listening to different artists and just, you know, feeling the vibe. And I think for me, it just comes a little more natural. I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but just songs come out. I mean, I have no intention. I think what I hear is what comes out of me. And mm-hmm. it's just a bunch of artists.
Is this what you always wanted to do, or was this a difficult choice? Because I read somewhere where you were a bit shy.
Yeah,
for a while.
I think for a while, you know, it's difficult to get on stage. Like, oh my gosh, you know, everyone's listening to me. I don't want all mm-hmm. the attention on me. But, you know, over a while, you know, I always get nervous before sets. I got nervous mm-hmm. before this, but, you know, I mean, music is music, and you want to touch people, and you mm-hmm. it's for them. You know, I mean, it's for me too, but it's more so to touch people with love songs and, you know, bring hope to people.
Mm-hmm. I was watching someone on television, Sia. Have you heard the name Sia?
Yes,
she's tremendously talented. She also has stage fright. So she performs facing backwards to the camera.
Wow.
So you might, you know,
Sia,
think about
CIA,
that.
Right?
SIA. Yeah. And she turns around.
Australian.
Yes, exactly.
She's amazing.
Isn't she?
I actually listened to her a lot, and there was a time where I was actually, you know, I never took vocal lessons or anything, but I would listen to, you know, these artists like Sia, mm-hmm. and I would like try to imitate and try to hit the notes that she would, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, she's amazing.
So maybe, you know, one day you say, I'm going to turn around and face the back. You look at my back while I perform, because then I don't have to deal with the stage fright anymore.
Yeah.
So you've just created a new EP, and this mm-hmm. is your first EP,
mm-hmm.
and you funded it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you produced it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is totally you. This is, you're 100%, it's you.
Yeah.
So it can be exciting and intimidating all at the same time.
It is. I mean, it took a while. You know, I've always been writing songs, and I was trying to find a producer, and I was playing out a lot, and people were like, oh, do you have anything? And I was like, no, I don't. And so, you know, I was trying to find a producer, and I could never really find anybody. And Carolyn actually told me, you know, why don't you just produce it yourself? And so we started, we started working with one of our friends at his home studio. And then I started thinking, oh my gosh, how are we going to fund this? How are we going to, you know, we need to make CDs. We need to make like merchandise. We want to make a video. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do this? And so we went to the website, Kickstarter. We used that to raise money. And we raised about $10,000.
Wow.
For
That's
our
fantastic.
Project. Yeah.
But this is... puts you in a whole nother level pretty fast, where you have to not only be a writer and a performer, but also you're a businesswoman now, because you have to figure out how to get the funding and then produce the product and oversee everything else. Are you two your friends, lifelong friends, and that's how the relationship started, or is it just because of the music? How did you two, you know, get together, you and Carolyn?
Yeah, we actually met at work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a working musician,
mm-hmm.
and we work at the same job, but we met and a year later, like I bought her a ukulele. She started playing with me, and she's actually, you know, helped manage me in the beginning, you know, introducing me to people that she knew, because she used to work at Virgin Records, right?
Yeah, Virgin Megastore, mm-hmm. record store.
Yeah, and so she met a lot of different people, and that kind of, you know, led to meeting like Aaron Bird from KCRW, mm-hmm. just different outlets, and it was really cool. It was interesting how it all worked out. Mm. Like, wow, Carolyn knows a lot of people.
Well, very exciting. Yeah. You have your friends, your partners, mm-hmm. collaborators. So mm-hmm. we're going to have you do a song for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'm going to do a song, but it's not actually on the EP.
Ooh, a bonus track
yeah.
that you can't get anywhere except here on the program. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's this one called?
This one's called Let Me Go.
Okay, Let Me Go. Irene Diaz.
Si voilà, I feel so good. Then time does me no good. 'Cause you come, then you go. Just get out of my head. But see, I can't let you go. I don't want to let you go. I said I can't let you go. I don't want to let you go. Don't go. Si vos. So good. Then time does me no good. 'Cause you come, then you go. Won't you? Just let me go. When fate decided we should be united, so come into my heart, my heart. Oh, when fate decided we should. So come into my arms, my arms, my arms, 'cause I can't let you go. Don't wanna let you go. Said I can't let you go. So good. then time does me no good. And does me no good.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Absolutely gorgeous. Irene Diaz is here on The Voice of America. Her new EP is I Love You Madly, although that song you just heard, not on the EP. Mm-hmm. So are you going to put a whole album out? Are you working on a...
I'm hoping to. I think for me, I'm learning a lot. You know, what's my next move? What should I do? Because, I mean, the music business right now is always changing. You know, people want things fast. And sometimes, you know, as an independent artist, like, you don't work fast because, you know, you have funds and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, thinking about putting out a single, I was trying to work on an album, but it just didn't work out, you know, with a producer. But... Mm-hmm. You know, eventually I want to put out a full length, mm-hmm. but maybe step by step put out singles. So we'll see what happens.
Mm. We have a beautiful voice. And as I was listening to you sing, I heard similarities between Lana Del Rey. I heard some Adele. I heard Norah Jones. You have a very appealing voice and sound. You know, your style is lovely. Who are you listening to?
Right now, I'm actually listening to, it always changes, you know. I like this band called Rye. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of them, R-H-Y-E. Mm-hmm. We actually played with them back in January. We didn't play with them, but they were, like, on the same, you know, bill. And also, like, she introduced me to James Vincent McMorrow. Mm-hmm. Really cool. He does a lot of falsetto and really great artist, songwriter. I like Nina Simone.
Yeah,
Nina
Simone.
I listen to her time to time. One of my favorite songs is Sinner Man, the full, like, the 10-minute long one. It's an amazing song, but I listen to everything. Mm.
And the songs on your new EP, you've written them all.
Yes.
And so, and there's a lot of love and romance and relationship in this. So, you know, this isn't just a romance CD. You're telling a story. So is this, are the stories actual true stories?
Some of them are. I think Crazy Love, we actually wrote it together. That came out of a place of love and reality and... Just, I think the song is a lot about, it's kind of like a vow. It's like, I'm always going to be there for you, you know, no matter what, through the bluest of days. And I Love You Madly is one that I wrote 2 years back. And during the time, you know, I wasn't in a relationship, but I was, you know, I was wanting to write a love song. And my past songs, they were never really about love. They were, but when you're young, you're writing all kinds of depressing songs. But that was like one of my first love songs, I Love You Madly. And my mom was getting married around the time, so I was like, oh, you know, how do you feel about your husband? And so I threw a little bit of, you know, her stories and and that. And I Am Woman, I think that one came out of nowhere, kind of. You know, when I write, I usually just, you know, get on my guitar or I get on the piano and I start, like, making up melodies and whatever comes out. But I started gearing that more towards, you know, the environment and how the fact that there's a lot of bad things happening to our planet, you know, as a result of, you know, carbon and everything. But I wrote it, you know, in hopes that people will see, like, I'm Woman, which is Earth, and... You Are Man, which is us. Like, we need to take care of, you know, our planet. Tricky Game took me like a year to write.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was trying to come up with a story, and then the piano was like really, it was the first track that they played. But that one was a tough one, but it eventually came along pretty nicely.
That's a long time to write a song.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not like every day I was at it.
Right.
I think at times.
Write a little bit, put it away.
Yeah, write a little bit, put it away. You're constantly writing, you know, throughout your day when you're working or just gardening or doing whatever. And then My Sweetest Sin, it came out of a personal situation where, you know, I wanted to be the only one, but I wasn't. So.
Oh. That's
but it's
no
okay.
good.
I'm happy now.
Now there's a song about it. Does the guy know it's about that situation?
No.
So is this song, I Love You Madly, is that your favorite on the EP, which is why you named the EP that?
I think it just sums up everything.
Okay.
I think, you know, it was one of the first ones that was written out of all of them. But we actually made a video for Crazy Love. And we made that the single.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. Are you going to do that for us?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll excellent. Well, how about it? We'll do it right now.
Cool.
If you're ready for that, Irene Diaz is on The Voice of America. I Love You Madly is the name of the new EP. This is Crazy Love.
crazy in love. I can't get enough. No, I'll never get enough of you.
Irene Diaz here on The Voice of America. And the ukulele is an interesting instrument to put in a jazz album. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's been done before. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know. I just don't think of ukulele when I think of jazz music. So it's an interesting combination that you chose, I mean, this instrumentation. Mm-hmm. And so is that come from the friendship, or does that come from this is what I want it to be? This is the sound in my head.
I think songs just come out. I don't think it's planned. I think, you know, you use what you have. You know, and piano, in, actually in the CD, you know, I use organ along with the ukulele, but, you know, songs just come out.
And when you're on tour performing, do you have a band or?
I don't, not right now. I mean, I'm, it's very fresh, but it's going really well. I mean, us two touring together, it's a lot more, you know, cost effective. And so right now it's just us two.
And I think the fans seem to enjoy it, and especially when we go out, we get a good response.
It's unique. It's got a nice sound, but it certainly is unique. I'm sure that, you know, it's not something that's, you know, done often, if at all. But if people want to see you perform, and I know you're out on tour right now, the tour is going to go on for a while, and where can people go to get the tour dates?
They could go to my website, which is irenediazmusic.com. I'm also on Facebook, so you could connect with me on my website.
You had mentioned that you write the melody first. That's the songwriting process for you. You come up with a melody, typically.
Actually, every song's different. I mean, I usually I start with the instrument. Like, I'll do different chord progressions and then just hum a melody on top of it. And, you know, words just come out. And I think I try to figure out what the song is trying to say. Usually, like, first words will come out and, you know, I'll go off of that. But every song is different.
So it, which is harder for you, writing the melody or the lyrics?
I don't know.
Or they're both challenging. Or it happens together at the same time. I mean,
it's fun. It's fun for me. I don't, sometimes it's challenging, but it's challenging, like, tricky game. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I don't know. Every song's different. And I just love writing. I love creating. I love, you know, putting melodies and words together. And when it's a challenge, it's fun.
And people are saying great things about you right now. I know you've done some other major interviews, and NPR, National Public Radio, said some great things about you. And in Los Angeles, you are very, very popular on the local circuit, and now you're branching out. Now you're going around the United States, and hopefully you'll take this on a world tour.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, eventually, you know, I want to be able to you know, make enough where I can actually have, you know, full band or something similar. But right now it's good for us.
Now, if you weren't making music, would you, is there something else you'd be doing, or is this the only thing you've ever dreamed of doing?
If I wasn't making music, I don't know. I
never thought about it.
I love drawing, but I could have been a graphic designer. I don't know, but I love music.
Well, there's a lot of people who, you know, I mean, are where you were a couple of years ago right now, listening. And what advice would you give them? People who want to get into this business and don't know how to get into the business.
Yeah.
Would you encourage them? This is a good time. Would you say, maybe not right now? Or
no, I would definitely encourage it. I think it's a lot of learning. Don't look at other people's progress. Look at yours, because it's your story. Everybody has their own. And I don't know, it takes time. Sometimes it's less time for others. But keep going. Don't let anybody fool you. Oh, I can do this for you, and I could do that for you. You know, if anybody wants to sign anything with you, don't, you know, hold off, and make sure you have good advice. You know, good people around you. Surround yourself with great people, people who love you generally, and they love your music. Just have a good connection. Have good grounds with the people you love.
If that's great advice. And if a major label came to you and said, we want to sign you. Is that something? Is that a goal of yours, or?
You know, I don't know just about yet. I'm I think I really want to try to do this independently right now. You know, because I'm so new and.
Right, you'd lose a lot of control if you signed with a major label.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. You know, like I mean, because today there's so many social sites. There's so many things that you you need to be a part of because you want to engage with your fans.
Right.
And it's a lot of work, but I mean, in the end, you know, you're the one who's connecting with the person. It's not some robot or some person that doesn't even know the people or or anything. But it's good to really, you know, realize that there are independent artists who are making a living. And I know of people. You know, I'm trying to get there.
And you're living in Hollywood, so have
actually,
you?
Actually, I'm not.
Well, Pasadena, outside of Hollywood a little bit, you know.
Hollywood's
to
crazy.
The outside world, it's all the same. But you know, have you ever considered, I mean, with all the different music shows on television now, which, you know, it can certainly save a lot of time and a lot of money, and you can jump to, you know, to stardom right away. You ever thought of that road?
Like being an actress?
No, on, you know, American Idol or The X Factor or the... You know, there's a new one, you know, coming on, Rising Star, and all these shows.
You know, I actually did. I tried out for X Factor. No, not X Factor.
The Voice.
And they didn't pick me.
Really?
But I'm
I would have turned around in my chair.
Yeah. I'm glad. You know, I think over when I, you know, tried out, maybe my voice wasn't developed. And over time, you know, you get better the more you go. But I think right now I wouldn't want to do that because I love singing my own material. You know, I think for those shows, they have you sing other people's stuff.
Right.
And I don't know, everybody has their different range, and I sing my songs for me. You know, I sing what I can do. And I think it's great exposure, you know, but for me, it's just not my route.
Irene Diaz, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and your voice is gorgeous. Your stuff is great.
Thank you.
Love your music, yep. And thank you, Carolyn, for coming in and joining us as well. Appreciate having both of you in the studios. The new EP is called I Love You Madly. It's now available. I'm Larry London. Stay tuned to Border Crossings for more music coming your way.
Two hearts, two bucket seats, too much sun not to wear shades. Boot to the pedal and pedal to the metal where the reason this road was paved, yeah. Now, honey, how fast do you want to go? NASCAR driving Miss Daisy. Radio loud, radio lower. I can sing if you want me to, baby. I can tell God's smiling down. I just get that feeling. You and me going town to town on two lanes of freedom.
God made old country roads for driving and dreaming. Mine's coming true, girl, here with you on two lanes of freedom. Cheap motel door 12 feet from the road. Watch the sunset, holding hands, and talk about where we're gonna go. So where you wanna go? 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 Sky blue ceiling. He made these old country roads for driving and dreaming. Mine's coming true, girl, here with you on two lanes of freedom. Two lanes of freedom.
It's the Voice of America Border Crossings, and a very special program. We welcome one of the greats in all of music, and certainly a superstar. We've got Tim McGraw on the telephone.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Congratulations on the new album.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I just can't wait for fans to hear this music.
Well, 12th album. Wow. What an illustrious career. 12 albums.
I can't believe it sometimes. I've been very fortunate, and I can't believe that I'm able to do this for a living. I mean, this is it's something that I pinch myself every day that I'm able to do this.
Well, the old saying is it beats working for a living, but I can't really apply that to you because you work very hard at what you do. I don't think you sleep too much.
Well, it's a lot of work, but I enjoy it. There's nothing like being able to do what you love for a living.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling any pressure? I mean, 11 albums have been number one when they debuted. Any pressure there?
No. Look. You want everything to do well. I mean, you want to succeed. You want everybody in the world to hear your music. You want all those things. But ultimately, as an artist, you want to be satisfied with what you've done artistically, that you've gone into the studio and you've sort of satisfied your vision that you had for the project that you were working on. And I really feel like we've done this in a big way with this record.
Now, how does the album title, Two Lanes of Freedom, how does that reflect on all the songs that are contained in this album? Is this a military, patriotic kind of album, or?
No, it's not that at all. It's more about optimism, I think, more than anything, which to me is another word for freedom. And, that title track of the album, Two Lanes of Freedom, when we recorded that song, it was probably the first or second night of being in the studio. And when we laid the track down on that and all the sounds and the energy that this record had, it sort of became the hub of the entire record. It sort of became the song that everything else was based off of, and sonically and the way it felt and all those things. And it just, that's why it's the title of the album and the first song on the album. It really sets the tone for the rest of the record.
And in an interview you did with Billboard, you mentioned you feel reborn. That's a word you used. How does that, I mean, how do you come about feeling reborn at this point?
You know, I feel like that I've sort of pulled onto the pavement and snatched another gear and hit the accelerator. You know, that's what I feel like in my career. I feel like that there's so much more ahead of me than behind me. And I'm not one for looking back anyway. I'm always looking forward and looking what I can do next and looking at the horizon of where I can go. And I think that I feel like that in my career. I feel like that I'm just on the cusp of doing better and better work.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to the album coming out, you've also got a few other things on your calendar. You're going to be performing in a tribute to Bruce Springsteen.
I know. I can't wait to do that. My wife and I are doing that together. And, you know, we're very excited about that. I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, not only for his music, but for the person that he is. He's one of the greatest and coolest guys you'll ever be around. So it's a real honor for me to be able to do that.
So evidently it's not just country music for Tim McGraw. You like a lot of different music. You recorded with Nelly.
I did. I did a song with Neo recently. I mean, I really like good music and good people. And when I get the opportunity to work with people who I admire and people who I think can make me a better artist, and I can learn something from, I'm all about doing it.
And I bet you Taylor Swift learned a lot from you working together on the new album. She's on your current new album coming out.
I don't know that she needs to learn anything from me. I think she's probably the biggest star in the world right now.
I don't think it gets any bigger than Tim McGraw.
Well, you know, it's to have Taylor and Keith Urban work with me on a record is a big deal for me, because I'm a huge fan of both of those guys.
Bet your windows rolled down and your hair's pulled back. And I bet you got no idea you're going way too fast. You're trying not to think about what went wrong. Trying not to stop till you get where you're going. You're trying to stay awake, so I bet you turned on the radio and the song goes.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. Cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
get a lot of email from our international audience. They ask, you know, they knew that I was going to talk to you, so they wanted to know some things. First of all, they asked, being married to somebody who is also a superstar in music, Faith Hill, is that a plus, or does that present more challenges?
Well, it's definitely a plus for us, because, you know, I don't think we would never have met if it hadn't been for music. There are challenges, but I think that for us, what we early on in our careers and early on in our lives when we first met, and I can say this because we were both pretty successful when we met, that we made a decision early on that if we were going to commit to each other and commit to having a family, that was going to be our priority, and that everything else would find its place after that. So it's not really any sort of setting of priorities or anything for us. I mean, there are moments when a tough decision comes up with work, but most of the time, 98.9% of the time, we know what our priorities are. We know what works for our family. And if something that comes up with work for either one of us doesn't fit, you know, right under what works for our family, then we don't do it.
Any chance of more kids? I mean, you guys have the most beautiful children on the planet. So you want?
I don't want to go through diapers again.
Well, you're kind of giving birth to a new one anyway, in the form of your brand new album, which, by the way, is called Two Lanes of Freedom, for our international audience. And I'm sure the album is available on iTunes and Amazon and anywhere that you can get an album. Definitely want to pick this album up. The current single, you got two on the charts right now, but the current one is One of Those Nights. Now, tell me about the song. What when you put it together, what's the song about? What was going on in your head when you're singing that song?
Well, it's a very making a memory type of song. You know, it's one of those songs that really spans the gamut. You can be 14 or 80, you know, and you hear this song, and either you're looking forward to the rest of your life and looking forward to all the memories that you're going to make, or you're reflecting on the memories that you have made throughout your life. And I think it's one of those songs that really puts you in a place and time. And one of the most intriguing things about it to me is when I first heard the demo, which was, I think, really just an acoustic guitar demo, I really had this feel what I wanted to do. I wanted to do sort of this little bit of a throwback, because the record itself, the song itself, has a real modern sort of verse to it that's very staccato in the verse, and it has this really edge to it. And I wanted to sort of mix that with sort of the Bob Seger throwback. And I think that's what's most intriguing to me about the song when I perform the songs. I really sort of fall back into almost the night moves kind of, I feel.
Oh, you sound great. I mean, on everything you record, you can tell that you're always putting 100% into what you're singing. You know, the words have meaning, and that's seldom heard in music today. So I really enjoy listening to your music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, honesty to me, I think, is the biggest thing in music, and you have to really sort of give yourself up to the song.
And you just spoke about memories. Now, looking back at your career, 32 number one hits and all the awards and the films you've been in, and what, could you sing a lot of highlight? Is there a highlight, or could you find one of the many?
I've been fortunate to have records throughout my career that have really not only impacted my life professionally, but have impacted people's lives sort of on an emotional level. And you can't ask for any more than that as an artist. And, you know, I'd have to point to Live Like You Were Dying, Indian Outlaw, It's Your Love. The first song that I sang with my wife was a huge moment for me, and making that video together and her being pregnant with Gracie. I mean, those are really big highlights in my career.
And, of course, the kids. I mean, you've got two in high school already.
Two in high school, 15, wow. 14, and 11.
And girls, all girls.
All girls.
A house full of girls.
I'm swimming in an estrogen pool at my house.
And, of course, the Soul to Soul tour continues to be one of the most popular, and you're doing it again with Faith, and you've got a limited number of shows in Vegas, and then you're off on the road for the rest of the year, so you're not going to really be around the kids and Faith too much in the next year.
Well, it's busy, but, you know, 10 years or so of my tour, and I've figured out ways to be home 90% of the time, so I'm not going a lot. I spend a lot of time in the air and a lot of time traveling, but I'm home most of the time.
Another song that's doing very well on the charts, Truck Yeah. Let's talk about that for a bit.
You know, it's all about just reckless abandonment and fun. You know, it's summertime party, you know, throw your hands in the air and just sing at the top of your lungs without having to think too much. That's the great thing about this record.
Got a Lil Wayne popping on my iPod, thumping on the subs in the back of my crew cab. Redneck rocking like a rock star, sling a little mud off the back, we can do that. Friday night football, Saturday last call, Sunday hallelujah. If you like it up loud and you're hillbilly proud, then you know what I'm talking about. Let me hear you say, truck, yeah, wanna get it jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah. With a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl with a truck, yeah, we can love it on up, yeah.
this life I love is a little too country. My whole crew sipping on a cold brew. Hey now, got a mixed up playlist. DJ, play this. Wanna hear a country song? If you like it up loud and you hear Billy Proud, throw your hands up now. Let me hear you shout. Truck, yeah. Wanna get jacked up? Yeah. Let's crank it on up. Yeah. With a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl with a truck. Yeah. We can love it on up. Yeah. Till the sun comes up. If you think this life I love is a little too country, truck, yeah. Out for country, city, farm. It don't matter who you are. Got a little fight, got a little love, got a little redneck in your blood. Are you one of us? Yeah, wanna get jacked up. Yeah, let's crank it on up. Yeah, with a little bit of luck, I can find me a girl in the truck. Yeah, we can love it on up. Yeah, till the sun comes up. Yeah, and if you think this life I love is a little too
this album. Have you done something differently than in your last album, the last couple of albums? I mean, I read somewhere where the approach was a little different this time.
Well, what I wanted to do with this record is I wanted to go in, because I'd worked with every musician on this record individually and some together as a group, but as a whole, these guys had never all worked together at one time. And I thought that was interesting to start with, but I also wanted to go in and do about 2 weeks straight and do 10, 14 hours a day. Start in the morning, go late into the night, to where it got a chance for us to really have a cohesiveness and feel like that we were a unit, and everybody feel like they were contributing, and we weren't just going in and sort of making a what felt like some sort of cold corporate album, that it was just this artist's next album. And you know, I think we accomplished that. I wanted to make it a project. I wanted to make it a really emotional, invested project with everybody involved. And I think that we accomplished that.
Well, you put a lot of emotion into your music, which is great. Now, can you tell when you're making a song after you listen to it back? Can you tell a hit? Can you instantly say that's a hit?
Hit's a very subjective word. You know, I feel like I know that what songs I like and what songs really move me. You know, what happens once you sort of give it up to the world is sort of beyond your control, but I have to go with what moves me, and hopefully that lines up with everybody else. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. You're not only a talented musician, singer, performer, actor, also a very, very generous guy. It's wonderfully refreshing to see somebody who gives so much of his fame to help others. And you do. You put your money where it counts. I mean, 25 homes you donated to veterans.
Well, along with some great partners with Chase and ACM's Lifting Lives. But, you know, Faith and I both come from really humble beginnings and strong community structures, and we feel like that was sort of innate in us growing up, that you help out when you can, because we've been helped out when we needed help and our families had when we were growing up. So I think that's just part of who we are. So that's what we try to do and what we hope to do, and it's just something that we feel like we're obligated to do.
All right. I got an email from a listener in Iraq who wrote in and wanted to know, do you remember the first time you heard your music on the radio?
I remember the very first single that I released was and it, I recorded it right across the street from where I'm at today. The first time I was ever in a studio, it was called What Room Was the Holiday In? Years and years and years ago. And I remember the first time hearing that, I was over at a friend's house who lived on a lake. He had a little shack on a lake, and we knew it was going to be played that night on one station in Kentucky that we could barely get in. Because that's probably the only time it ever got played. Mm-hmm. And I remember being at his house and turning the radio up and listening to it and having a few beers.
Well, you know, you're going out on the road. I wish you continued success. The new album, which is your 12th, Two Lanes of Freedom. And I hope that everyone around the world that is listening to us talk right now goes and gets a copy. And then you can probably not work so hard. You can take some time off.
I'm already thinking about the next record.
You
back
are.
In and recording another record. So
you're
I'm
kidding me.
No, I love making music.
Wow. I was going to ask you, what's your favorite part of this business?
You know, well, certainly being on stage and playing in front of fans, is there's nothing like that. But the creative process is really a lot of fun for me and interesting.
Mm. Another listener wrote in and wanted to know, did you ever consider going in the direction of baseball like your famous dad?
Well, I mean, I was an athlete, you know, growing up. I played everything, and I was up at 6 at the gym in the mornings and didn't get home till 10 o'clock at night from being at the gym or on the field or something. So that was a big part of my life growing up. And when I got into college, I joined Pike. I was a Pike in college in a small town in Louisiana, and still have a lot of friends from my college days. But when I entered college, I learned how to float kegs. And once I started doing that and playing guitar, the athletic career was gone, and I really fell in love with music.
So be honest, I always talk to different artists. They say, I got into music for the girls. Was that really what drew you in?
Started playing guitar for the girls, absolutely. It worked pretty well.
It sure did. You talked about Louisiana. When you drive into Start Louisiana, there's a huge sign. Not many people can say they're on a sign that welcomes you to the city they were born in, but that's the case in Start Louisiana. It says, welcome to the home of Tim McGraw. So congratulations on all the success and all the love that people give you and that you give back.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I've been very fortunate, and we're just glad that people enjoy the music, and we'll keep making it as long as they keep enjoying it.
Well, we're blessed to have you. And thank you so much for being on the show. Tim McGraw with Two Lanes of Freedom. The album is coming out first week of February. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show, and I hope to see you in person the next time you're in D.C.
I look forward to it. Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thank you for listening to another fabulous show here on Border Crossings. We will return tomorrow at 15 Universal with another hour of requests and dedications. Until then, my name is Larry London, and this is the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.